Hello and welcome to Facebook Advertising for Martial Arts School Owners. Now, let's go ahead and get right into it. First, we're going to cover inside of this, we're going to cover getting started with Facebook advertising. Now, let me just say that this is it's extremely simple to do, and we're going to talk about what you need to have in place, and then what the exact steps are that you need to take in order to get started. We're going to talk about setting up a new ad campaign, and I'm actually going to walk you through live, as I mentioned in the promo video, and we're going to give you go over the three steps of setting up an ad campaign, from targeting an ad, to the ad creation, to pricing and the budget and what have you. So again, we're going to go through creating your ad campaign, and I'm going to also give you some free tools and to bring images and to give you some tips and tricks to use while you're creating your ad. And we're going to talk about targeting your audience and what's the best way to find the right target audience. And we're going to talk about profile research, and I'm going to explain how to create multiple campaigns based upon different targets to different segments of your market. We're also going to talk about setting your budget. We're going to talk about how about the type of payment plan that you can use with Facebook advertising, and then we're also going to talk about analyzing your ad performance. How to make heads or tails of what's going on with with any of your ads and ad campaigns, and then what to do if you have an underperforming ad or ad campaign. And of course, we're going to get into all the juicy details in between. So, these six bullet points are just really a general overview of what we're going to be covering. But we're going to be covering all those things and, obviously the nitty-gritty of each and every process. Now, when it comes to getting started with Facebook advertising, it is ultra simple, like I said before. And the only thing that you basically need is to have a Facebook account, a free account. And if you don't have a Facebook account, you can set one up for free and just go to Facebook.com. And you don't have to have any friends or post to your friends' pages or anything like that to utilize the Facebook advertising piece. But you must set up a Facebook account. Now, to get started with a Facebook advertiser, you simply need to log into your Facebook account. You'll scroll to the bottom of the screen, and when you get to that link, it'll say advertising, and you'll see at the bottom of every page. You'll see that on the bottom of every page of your Facebook. There are links for about advertising, developers, careers, and what you'll see is, well, let me do this. Let me pull this over here, so that you can see, and let's see here. Let me make this a little bigger, and we'll scroll down to the bottom. All right, so as you can see here, we have about, advertisers, developers, and careers. Now, with this advertising link here, this is basically what you'll want to do. And then when you click on it, you'll be brought to another page, and I'll show you that in a second. And that page will have a green button in the upper right hand corner that says "Create an Ad," and you're going to click on that button. Let me go ahead and pull that over here. So you'll end up, like I said, you'll end up clicking on that button, that green button, to create an ad. And then you're gonna create your ad, and again, I'm gonna go over all this. I'm gonna show you how it works, and then what's gonna happen is you're going to get an opportunity to preview your ad, then you're good to go. And now there is a little period of time that your ad will be in what we call it'll be pending while they review your ad copy to make sure that it meets all of the rules and guidelines and all the rules and guidelines we're going to go over. We're going to cover that in this webinar as well. But these are the steps These are the basic steps. So again, you log into your Facebook account, scroll to the bottom, click on advertising, and you'll be brought to a screen that, you know, that looks like the one that I showed you before. And then you'll want to go ahead, you know, well, I guess I didn't show it to you yet, but then a green button will be there and you'll want to click on it and create an ad. And when you do, well, let me do this. Let me pull this over again. And click on advertising. And we'll move this over a little bit so that you can see it. There we are. So this is the green button here in order to create an ad. So we're going to click on create an ad. All right. And now you'll see that to create your ad, a single ad, there are three steps in the process. The first step is designing your ad. The second one is targeting, and then the third one is your campaigns and prices. And these are the steps. And again, we're going to go through all this, and we're going to do it live. I just wanted to, you know, cover some of that information for you first. Now let me go back to the slides here, because now the most important thing for you as a martial arts school owner with Facebook advertising is that you choose the proper geographic location. Now, I'm going to show you in a second. You do this by choosing, you know, surrounding cities. So you're going to choose the cities where you would like to pull your prospective students from. For example, if there's two specific, you know, two different cities that surround your school, and those cities are the cities that you'd like to pull your prospective students from, and select those in your target selections of your ad creating page. And again, I'm going to, you know, relax. I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm going to walk you through all of that in each and every step of the way. You'll also have the opportunity to target by age, gender, workplace, even, meaning that you can actually target people by a certain company that they work for. And you can even target individuals in in certain relationships, like married or engaged, dating, single, even languages, and even their birthdays, meaning that you can advertise and send something to them, an advertisement, just around their birthday time, and basically also. We're going to talk about a little bit about proper interest for the campaign. Now, interest, as I'm going to show you in a second, are really keywords, are how we tap in individuals that have expressed an interest in the type of things that we're looking for. And I'll kind of show you that as we go on, and you'll do this via the interests and using the keywords. Now, something that I want to cover up front is that if you've, you know, followed Dion and I and any of our teachings for any significant length of time, or if you're a coaching client of ours, you've heard us talk before about the value of targeting, tightly targeting your market, your marketing message to match up with your marketplace. And what I mean by that is that the more focused you can be with who you're going to talk to, the more narrow, the more tightly that you target who you're going to be talking to, the more tightly you can target your marketing, the tighter your marketing message will be. And what I mean by that, well, when you with your average martial arts school owner, them running an ad, whether it's in the paper or anywhere, any type of ad, for their martial arts school, they try to attract anybody and everybody with a single ad into their school, and they really don't appeal to anybody, because the individual who actually is heartbroken because their kid was just beat up by a bully, and they're looking for a martial arts school that can deliver that. They're looking for something specific. And so your response will need to be, you know, specifically directed towards them. And by the way, your response will be significantly lower if you don't do that, because if you deliver a one-size-fits-all advertisement, if you will, or a one-size-fits-all martial arts advertising campaign, then you're going to see horrible results with that. Now, what's better is where, you know, you'll see significantly, you know, you're going to see significantly greater responses is when you target certain segments of the marketplace with specific marketing. So, for example, when you know, you're talking to an individual whose child has been beat up by a bully, you want to talk to them about that, and you want to target the feelings that they have about that, and you want to promise the solution to that problem. And when you're targeting another individual who's looking for, let's say, weight loss, you know, through the martial arts, if you will, or your exercise in general, you want to talk, you know, about their feelings and their thoughts and their ideas. You know, you want those images, those graphics in their mind to resonate with that type of subject. And so you want to make sure that you segment your ads to specifically design them to capture those individuals. So you talk to them about what's actually going on. And like Dan Kennedy says, you know, you want to just pick up in the conversation and that's happening in the mind of your prospect, and that's really what you want to do. Now, before we go on, I want to show you how to do this live, this targeting section. I want to talk a little bit about a profile research. And when you go into Facebook and you go into somebody that's a friend with you, you go into their Facebook page and you click on the tab at the top of the screen that says info, and you'll find whatever information that person's entered into their Facebook profile displayed. Okay, for example, this is taken from somebody's profile page, and you'll see activities, interests, favorite music, favorite movies, and you'll actually see, you know, favorite music and favorite movies and some of the other interests come into play later at the end of today's training. When I show you the reports that you're going to get and the level of information that Facebook gives you, it's really insane. But the thing is that, you know, I want to show you is the section over here where it says interests. Because this is how you're going to target the individuals, that are interested in certain things in your area, or just certain things about them. And what I recommend, or I should say what we recommend, is that you go to the top 10 or 20 clients of yours that you wouldn't mind having 10 or 20 extra of them, and that you look at their personal profile information and get a sense for the activities and interests and favorite music and favorite movies that they like, because again, you know, like-minded individuals hang around with other like-minded individuals. And so I share that with you because I want you to begin to pay attention to the interests in individuals' profiles. And if you see anything that would potentially be an interest that, you know, you would want to target, make a mental note of it or write it down, and then you'll be able to use it later. And you're going to understand in a second exactly how those interests target ultra, ultra deep into Facebook. But the beauty of Facebook is that the level of demographic targeting that you can do is so deep and so great and tighter than anything else on the net right now. You know, in fact, it's even more targeted. It's even more targeting that you can do with Google AdWords, you know, with Google PPC, with the pay-per-click. And again, we're still fans of Google pay-per-click, but this happens to be just a different channel and a different approach. But I can, you can target at such a deep level. It's truly fantastic. So let's do this live. Let me show you. Let me pull this in. Make sure that you can see. I have to move it over a little bit more. Yeah, you should be able to see it here. All right, now, so here we again, we've got the green button. We're going to click on the ad to create an ad, and now we're here. And the first section, let me move this over a little bit. The first section here is design your ad, and we're actually going to come back to that. We're going to start with targeting your ad first. And the first part is location. So obviously for you as a martial arts school owner, you're going to target by city, and this is how you're able to get, you know, really, really focused. Now, if there's a couple of different, you know, there's a couple of different ways that you can use this feature. You can enter in one town. So I click on by city here, and I can enter in, like I said, I can enter in one town, and include you know, the within 10 miles of that radius. So I could put in Orland Park, and just 10, you know, just a 10-mile radius, in that area. And so basically what that's saying is we're targeting Orland Park and then and anything within a 10-mile, any town within a 10-mile radius. So if your school was in Orland Park, you know, this is one way that you can do it. But now if you want, you know, if you wanted to be specifically targeting certain towns, you would just basically uncheck this box, and then you would start adding in the town. So if I want to put in Tinley, and let's say I also want Homewood and let's just leave it at that. And so now what we've done is we've targeted locations by city, and we're targeting these three cities, meaning that somebody that, you know, anybody that has a I shouldn't say anybody, but somebody that has a you know, or has to be accessing their Facebook from any of these three cities have an opportunity to see our ad, depending on the other things that we're going to go over later. Now, I want to show you something really quick. You'll notice down here, let me scroll down. Let's see here. All right. So you notice down here that, you know, we're targeting individuals that live in the United States and individuals that live in, you know, Orland and Tinley and Homewood. And as you can see here, we have 31,000 people in this age range, 18 and up. But now look, let's see if I take off, let's say I take off Homewood, and let's see. All right, so let's see what we have here. We've got, you know, 4,640. Now we can, you know, go back up, and if we wanted to add in including, you know, let's say, or if we just wanted it to be, you know, Orland Park and in a 10-mile radius around, again, you're going to see it change. If it's a 25-mile radius around, you're going to see that it changes exponentially, right? And I don't know about you, but we have some individuals that drive, you know, in excess of 40. Even we got one person that drives an hour to come to our school, so it's not unheard of. But let's get into let's keep Orland Park, and we're going to move down to a specific age now, and so we can target. We can target by age, and so let's say that we're looking for, you know, somebody that is at least, you know, 32 years old and up, and so now you're going to see, obviously, you're going to see that changes, and let's just say that, you know, we want. Now, if you want to, if you want to just target somebody on their birthday, you can click that as well. But let's say we only want females. We want this ad to be females that are 32 and up. And then there you have it. So it's 381,800. All right. And let's say that we want them to be married. Okay. Well, actually, before we get there, just so that you can see, we can select an education level. So there could be, you know, any of these. It could be just a college grad in college, and then or just, you know, in high school. I doubt a 32-year-old is going to be in high school. If they are, you probably don't want them in your program. But let's just select college grad. And then that way we can see what happens there. So we did lose, close to 200,000. But now take into consideration that these individuals have a college degree and they're just females. I mean, if we can add in males here with college degrees in that area, you know, we just went up 100,000. But let's just say we want, females, and it's 137,740, right? And they're college grads, and we could even select the college that we want them from, so it would only show if they were from a specific college. That would only really benefit you if you live in a college town and you want to show college pride, like we have Olivet Nazarene University in our town, and or we have KCC, which is a community college as well, that we've used on occasions, especially when you go into in college, and I want to just hit those Olivet students for, a quick self-defense course or what have you. But now let's say, again, we've got people in Orland Park, 25-mile radius, anywhere from 32 and up, just females that are college grads, and we want them to be married, let's say. So now we have a list of 81,680. And if you stop and you think about this, I mean, take a look at this, because what you have is you have a market, and I don't know about you, but you really want to be targeting a market that can afford your program. Now, I know that, the whole economy thing is happening, but there are schools that are exploding, and they're growing even in this economy. So don't take that as an excuse, because, I mean, look, we've got 81,000 people here that are college grads, and I can't believe, that they're married too, and I can't believe that, all 81,000 are out of a job, especially with a college degree, right? Now, I'm not saying that some people with college degrees aren't out of a job. I'm not saying that at all, but what I am saying is that take a look at that. That is massive. That's a huge amount of people to market. Now, let's say that you want to just target people on their birthday. You can, again, I know I brought that up before, you can target them just on their birthday. But let's just say, okay, we're targeting people, and we're targeting married females that are college grads, 32 and up, in Orland Park. And if we want to just target them on their birthday, we can click that. I know that it went down here. That's what it says. It says approximately 60 people. Part of that may be due to the reason that some people had not put their birthday on there. It could be sometimes, Facebook, when it updates, doesn't know, and these are just estimates. But, you can target to just people on their birthdays if you'd like. The other thing, I know we kind of talked about it, but even workplaces, you can type in workplaces there in order to do that as well. Advertise to people that work in a specific place. Now, please understand that if their workplace is not inside of their profile, then they will not see that ad. Now, let's switch it up a little bit, because instead of somebody that's married, we could switch this around a little bit, and let's say we make it at age 20, okay, and it's a female, and we want them, the only females that are engaged. Let's also switch and make all for the graduate, for their education, but only ones that are engaged. So we have 17,600 people, and we could tailor that. We could tailor that ad to say something like, if we're up here at the top, we could, basically tailor that ad to engaged women. So we could say, are you, and let's see, I want to make sure I spell it right. Yep, okay. Are you engaged? And then we could put in, inside the body copy, we could, type something that we would want to just address to them. Something about getting in shape. and that you know, or you, if you have a kickboxing class, you know, are you engaged? You know, okay. So, like, how about you know, get. Wait, how about this? Let us help you get into that wedding dress with our amazing fitness kickboxing program. How's that? And then, you know, you get, how about 2 weeks free on us to get, you get 2 weeks free on us plus a free pair of gloves, which will not fit. So let's go back, and you'll have to play around with this just a little bit. You get 2 weeks free. How about you get, click here now to get 2 weeks free. There you go. And so, you know, we're just hitting females that are engaged. Are you engaged? Let us help you get into the, that wedding dress with our amazing fitness kickboxing program. Click here now to get 2 weeks free. And so that is a that's a simple ad that that you are able to use to target them. And I want you to see a couple of things here that, you know, anytime you can use the word you, it's so important to use the word you. Are you engaged? Okay. Let us help you get into, actually I should put help us, let us help you get into your, again, your, so I'm using you again, your wedding dress with our amazing fitness kickboxing program. You know, you could even say with our fat burning fitness kickboxing program, you know, click here now to get, and if we have enough, yeah, we want to put in your, there we go, 2 weeks free. There you are, we used all the characters, right? Now let me let me go back here, because I'm kind of doing you wrong by not going over this part. But when you create your ad, you there's certain parts to this. The first one, and I kind of showed you a little bit, but let me go back and digress and just say that you have your headline. You have up to 25 characters inside the headline, and you want to you know, pose an intriguing question, kind of like what you saw before. Are you engaged? And we could probably do a little bit better than that if we're given enough time. You want to have attention-grabbing images, okay? And make sure that you, and by the way, the images are 110 by 80 pixels, and but you want to make sure that you use royalty-free images only. There is a place called iStock Photo where I get a lot of my images from, but there's also some free ones from Flickr, and I'm going to show you how you can actually get that in a little bit. So the next piece is and by the way, you can use use text in the image as well, and I'm going to show you how to get some of those images with some free services if you don't have the paid services. The next part is the body copy. You have 135 characters max, and you must basically have a compelling offer to generate the clicks. And really, you know, you have to have benefits. It has to be a benefit-driven ad in order to get a click. That's so important. You know, anytime you're writing an ad, it has to be benefit driven. And, you know, think about everything that you do, you know, within the martial arts is all benefit driven. You know, even when you're teaching the benefits, right? You're not just teaching the kicks and punches, but why is this benefiting you? So in your body copy, you want to have, again, like I said, you want to have benefits over and over and over again. The next is you need to include a clear call to action. Like you saw before, you know, it says, you know, click here now to get your 2 free weeks that I showed you. And we'll kind of go over a few more ads as well. and then you have to have relevant landing pages. And I'm actually going to do a separate video on landing pages. That's a little free bonus that we're throwing in there. Because really the landing pages have to be relevant, and so important that they're relevant. And I'll show you how to do that in the next video. But that's a little bonus. We didn't tell you that was coming. But we recommend info-based offers to test your what's called a sandwich page. And again, I'll show you how all that works in the next video as well. And you need to understand the thumb rule. And I'll show you let me kind of just show you here what the thumb rule is. Let me bring this back in. Is basically the thumb rule here is Facebook has something a little bit different than what Google doesn't. Google will decide whether your ad is good based upon their terms. But see, Facebook has done it where, since this is a social media, they actually have their clients, you know, people like you that can say that they like it or that they dislike it. And if enough people say that they dislike your ad, it's probably because it's not relevant. You know, maybe you offer them 2 weeks free here, and the problem is you're taking them to a sales page that's offering them something different than the 2 weeks free, or even offering different benefits that was inside of here. And so if enough people click on the dislike, then and I've had this before, is that Facebook is going to disapprove that ad. You'll never be able to run that ad again. When it gets disapproved, it usually gets shut down. And so, you know, be mindful of the fact that you don't want to get slapped with the thumb rule. So you got to make sure that you're cognizant of that. Now, the next piece is your ad creation rules, and you have to have. I'm not going to read this whole thing to you. It's on there, but let me kind of go over, you know, a summation of everything that's inside of here. Capitalization of every word. You cannot capitalize every single word. That's a no-no. Capitalization of entire words. Okay, so what I mean by capitalization of every word is see how this is capitalized here? Capitalization, and then if of was capitalized, and you can't do that. You can do it with the beginning of the sentence, but that's it. And you cannot capitalize the entire word. So, you know, sometimes we put free in an ad, and free is really powerful, but you can't capitalize it at all. Whether it's in the headline or the body text, you cannot do that. The next thing is you cannot use incorrect grammar or spelling or slang. If you mess it up, it will not work. In fact, you can't even mess up and like, for instance, if you have a period and you're supposed to have a space and then the next word, you know, the next sentence starts, if you forget to put the space in, then Facebook will disapprove your ad. So you can't have any of that. Inaccurate ad text. It cannot be inaccurate. It has to be relevant to the page that you're going to send them to. Again, we're going to go over the sandwich pages in a different video, but it has to be relevant, okay? You can't have any deceptive discounts or any deceptive offers at all. Facebook will shut it down fast. And again, like you heard me say in the promotional video to this, is that if you have enough ads that are disapproved, Facebook will shut you down. They will completely shut you off, and you'll have to reopen a new account under a different name, and you don't want that to happen. You can't have irrelevant or inappropriate images inside of your ad. It has to be relevant, and it has to be appropriate. And we'll kind of show you a couple of cases with that. Inappropriate targeting. You cannot have inappropriate targeting. And again, if you're going to target females, it has to be geared towards females. You can't bring them to a website that's geared towards men. Again, the thumb test, you're going to get people to click you off. The next part is irrelevant destination. And again, I kind of just talked about that, but you can't bring them to a wrong destination. And what I mean by that is I had a destination URL that was for my MMA program, and I was doing a karate ad. And the problem was that I had my MMA URL / like adult karate or women's karate or whatever it was. And because it was MMA, it was an irrelevant destination. It needed to be to a martial arts website, even though MMA is martial arts. So you got to be careful with that. Sentence structure is so important. Remember your grammar. Remember your sentence structure. Google is like your 10th or 11th or even 12th grade English teacher, so it's very important. We talked about before, you can't use slang and stuff like that. Now, unacceptable language choice. You can't use unacceptable language choice. That's just not good, all right? Incorrect punctuations. You have to have the correct punctuations. Again, just remember that it's your 10th, 11th, or 12th grade teacher that's doing this. And also, you can't use symbols and numbers in places of words. So if you want to use the letter for instead of saying F-O-R, you cannot do that. You have to use the actual spelling of each word. All right, so let's get back into creating the ads again. And so, if we wanted, again, we just want to target that. Or let's go ahead and let's take this out. And let's say that we want males that are, 20 and up is good. Yeah, let's stick with that. 20 and up, not engaged. So that changes dramatically, right? And let's say we don't care if they're a college grad or not. We do want them in Orland Park. Awesome. Perfect. Now, let me just stop and say that inside of here, you can put in, like, for instance, I have, some people that are in different groups. And one thing that you would want to look out for is, the different groups that people send invitations to you. So, like, let's say I put in... There we go. All right. So Mafia Wars. I only want to target people that are in Mafia Wars. I am it's just amazing what you can do. So so these people all are in Mafia Wars. If you're not familiar what it is, it's basically Facebook has different things that you can get into. Mafia Wars is one. There's another one I get people get in contact with me all the time about is the Farmville. But when you get people that send you these invitations, I don't delete them. You don't have to get into them if you don't want to, but don't delete them. Go back and see if you can't target some individuals that are in there. So let's say, we've got this one here, and let's say we've got, let me do Mafia here. Attention, Mafia War Lovers. Okay, can't get the S in there. Attention, Mafia War Fans. There we go. So I'm only targeting men. These are for only men that are in Mafia Wars. And then I could create an ad, let's see, are you interested in, real life training. You can, you know, train like the mafia, you know, where you could, and again, I'm just throwing this out there, you know, you could train like the mafia, you know, you can train like the, you know, you can train like a mafia lord would for free. And again, I'm just throwing, you know, ideas out there. Again, you'd have to kind of come up with you know, what would fit, but then you could send them to a page that would give them that training or give them that free insight or whatever it is. You know, another and again, that's just one avenue. You know, if I do females as well, you know, now see how it goes up. Or let's say, you know, it's that Farmville. You know, there's a ton of people in this Farmville thing that I keep getting, you know, sent stuff to, people that are making farms. And if you could come up with something that, you know, is catchy to those people. You know, the other thing is we can just target, if we want to target individuals that are in, like MMA, right? So let's just say we target people that like MMA. So it looks like there's only, you know, 1,300 people, you know, that that are in that age group. You know, let's bring it down maybe to 18-year-olds. All right, so 1,460 that are in that age group, in that radius. But we could, you know, attention, you know, MMA fan would you, all right, let's do this. Are you interested in training like a fighter? Now you can train like one for free. Just click here to get 30 days of MMA training for free. Or just MMA training. All right. So then this would be, you know, attention MMA fan. You know, are you interested in training like a fighter? Now you can train like one for free. Just click here to get 30 days of MMA training. There you have it. You, if you, you know, and so now let's see it, what happens if, well, they give you some suggestions here. So let's add this suggestion in and see what happens. It went up. Let's add in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It went up. So these keywords are in, you know, these people's profiles. They're in these people's profiles. Let's add on. Let's say Muay Thai. See, it went up. Let's add boxing to it. So you can see how we can now, you know, we're adding a little bit more, but we're targeting in there. Now, if we didn't want those, we could take those out and just hit people that have MMA in their profile, if that makes sense. And then we could just hit those people. We can make a separate ad campaign just for people that like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, so if you have that in your program, you know, you can do that. You know, male or female. You could even make it where it's just to males, and you could do a separate website just for females. You know, so let's do, you know, so there's only, you know, 180 females that have MMA in their profile, but it it would be awesome just to send those 180 or just to advertise those 180, so it could be, attention MMA, attention female, okay, come on, MMA fans, or it could be attention lady MMA fans. I don't even know if I spelled that right, but anyways, so you could just target that audience, if that makes sense. Now, again, we've just got into, advertising, the designs and everything. And I will be shooting another video to give you some of the ads that, and you'll see some of them when I give you the video with regards to the the sandwich page and how that works. So you'll get to see some of the specific ads that we've done and what we're still currently doing and what's working. But this is basically how you design your ad. This is how you target your ad. And we'll get into the pricing in just a few seconds. But I want to go over the whole image aspect part, because this is a very important piece. Now, you can get some free images if you go to Flickr. Yeah, Flickr.com. And if you do a search here, let's say I want to type in MMA, right? So I do a search for MMA. Now, some of these are a little risque for what we're looking for. So, for Facebook, I can't put that on there, even though it may get a lot of clicks. I can't do that. But something like this, I could use, something here. And I just want to tell you that we want to make sure that we're using royalty free, because you don't want somebody coming back after you, right? So what we want to do is we want to click here where it says advanced search, and then we're going to scroll down here where creative commons here. We're going to click all three of these here. We're going to click all three so that we get ones that we can actually use that aren't copywritten or that are copy free. So obviously there's, these aren't as good as the other ones per se, but so let's see if we can find one. Excuse me. All right, so here we are, MMA. We got these ladies here. That's not a bad picture. So let me click on that one. That's a pretty good picture if we like that. Let's go back and see if we have other ones. That's a pretty good one where she's holding her guard up there, huh? Let's take a look at that. Ooh, we may not want to see that. That might deter a couple of people. Not all, but a couple. Let's see about this one here. Yeah, that's a good one. So now what we're going to do is we're going to right-click it and click View Image. And now we have a URL that's here. Okay. Now what you want to do is you're going to want to go to, this is a free service that you can use. So if you don't have image editing, you can use the free service. But this is online-image.editor.com. And what we do is we're going to go to we're going to go to open. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to click on open, and you can see here where we can put in a URL. So I'm going to grab this URL, copy it, and drop it in here, and then hit upload. Now it's going to grab it from that site that we were just at, and it will put it right in here. Now this is a little bit too big for what we want. But also we may want to crop out, some unnecessary things. So let me go to edit and to crop. And we can move this around now. So let's say that we want just a little bit of her in there. But we want more of her in there. So we can kind of crop out some of the stuff that we don't want. And we just click apply. And it'll take just a few seconds here. And perfect. Now we've got something. It is a little bit smaller, but we do need to make it a little bit more smaller. So we're going to go to Edit and Resize. And it's going to give us the size. Now, if you remember, we can't go over 110 here. And we want, so it's going to automatically switch it. Perfect, there we are, we click apply. Awesome, now that's the picture that we want to put in there, so we're going to save. And I want to save my image locally, so I'm going to put it on my own computer. And let me just put it as MMA female. And put it on my desktop. And should be saved now. Perfect. Now I'm going to go back to my ad. I'm going to click on Browse. And let me just type in MMA female. Here we are. And I click Open. And there we have it. There it is right there. So attention, ladies. Are you interested in training, like a fighter? So there you are. There's your ad. And so now let's go down to the whole pricing bit and see how this all works. Now, again, I know this seems like a small amount, and it may be. I mean, you may want to make it a little bit bigger. You may want to go, maybe 50 miles, or you could add in another location. Let me add in Tinley Park and see what happens as well. See, nothing happened, right? So let's just see what, 50 mile radius, 600 people. You may want to do that, or you may just want to leave it as just 25. And, since it's MMA, you may want to add in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and let's see what happens there. Now it becomes 260. Ultimate Fighter. Let's see what happens when we add in Ultimate Fighter. Now it's 460. And now these are females that have these keywords inside of their profile. Okay. But let's go down. We're going to create a new ad. What we do is we're going to name what the ad campaign is going to be. And let's just say it's female MMA. And then let's see, 30 days. So we gave them 30 days. I like to put the campaign exactly what it is. So 30-day free offer. Now, what we have here, this is your daily budget. And your daily budget basically is what you are willing to spend in one day. So, I mean, I would recommend, at least doing maybe $5 or $10 a day. You don't have to do that. You can put it down as low as $1 a day, but I do recommend, at least even, $5 a day, to kind of test this. Now, the next thing you have here on your schedule is you can either run this as a continual and it'll just run until you pause it, or it'll run in forever unless you pause it, or you can do it as a, for a specific date, to have it end on a specific day. Most of our ads run continuously, but there are some times where we have specific things that we're doing. If you have a bully seminar, or you're doing a special self-defense class or what have you, you want it to stop on a certain day. Now, the next thing is your impressions, CPM or CPC. I recommend in the beginning you do what's called CPC, pay-per-click, or this is cost per click, actually, and then this is cost per impressions. We're going to kind of go over this a little bit later on how you can make a decision what's best for you, but in the beginning we want to do this. Now, Facebook is going to give you a bid price that you should bid for this. Now, there are, you can go as low as $0.01, but their suggested bids, as you see here, is anywhere from 57 to 68. What we recommend in the beginning is to do like the highest, you know, 61 or in this case 68. What they're saying is they're estimating 4 clicks per day from this campaign. If you switch this, like if you make this smaller, if I make this 30, they're not going to give you anything. They're not going to tell you what, because they can't give you what the clicks would be. So, you know, right here we're going to go back to 68. Okay, I didn't click it before. Before it was 61 and it gave me 4. Now it gives me 7. 7 clicks per day on average. That, and again, that's what their average is. Now, let me go back a little bit and talk about setting up pricing in your budget, just because I want you to understand that when you got one ad and you create an ad and you got a daily budget, but if you go and you create a you know, you create a second ad, you know, you can create a second ad in a new campaign, you know, but and you can even copy the same ad and just do a different headline. But what I want you to understand is that when you make a daily budget for that, whether it's the same or otherwise, so for instance, let's say I have a daily budget of $5 on this one, but when I create another ad, I create another daily budget of $5. So actually my daily budget for Facebook is now $10. So understand that when you create multiple ads and they're all running simultaneously, that, you know, if you have 5 ads that have 5 daily budgets of $5, your daily budget on Facebook now is $25. And so I really want to make sure that you understand that. And that's so important to understand, so that, you know, if you get charged $25 or up to $25 that day, that you're not freaking out going, oh my gosh, what, I thought I had a $5 daily budget. It's $5 per ad that's running, or, you know, whatever it is, if you make it $10 or $30 or whatever your daily budget is. You know what, let's go over it a little more in depth now. Let me do this here. All right. So basically understanding your campaigns, your daily budget, and the difference between the daily spending limit and daily budget with you. So you see, there's something in Facebook advertising system in their system that's called your daily spending limit. Now, there's a difference between your daily spending limit and your daily budget. Your daily budget is the number that you tell Facebook, and you know, I showed you that a little bit ago. But this is the number that you tell Facebook that you're willing to spend max per day. Your daily spending limit is an arbitrary number or an arbitrary limit that Facebook has placed, you know, on you as an advertiser. Initially, you'll start out low. You might have, you know, $20 a day or $10 a day spending limit. And it means that Facebook will not allow you to spend any more than, you know, than that that daily limit. Even if your daily budget is higher, Facebook will not allow you to spend more than your daily spending limit. Now, they want to make sure that when you spend money, even if it's $1, $2, $3, or $4, or $5, you know, whatever, that they, you know, when they charge your credit card, that the $5 or $10 or whatever it is actually goes through. And the more that your payments go through, the higher they'll raise your daily spending limit. Now, no matter how high they raise your daily spending limit, you will never pay more than your daily budget. So just remember that, okay? It's important to understand that. So the difference is that, you know, basically You have no control over the daily spending limit. It's set by Facebook, but you do have control over the daily budget. The minimum daily budget that you can have for an ad campaign is $1. That's the minimum daily budget that you can have, for an ad campaign. Now, let's talk about the two different payment options that you have with your Facebook advertising. There's something called CPC that we talked about before, and something called CPM. And CPC stands for cost per click. And when you choose this option, and showed you before, there's going to be a cost per click, so that when you're going to pay every time somebody clicks on your ad, and you'll want to pay when somebody wants to click on your ad. It doesn't matter if your ad shows 1,000 times, if you only get one click, you pay for just the one click since you choose CPC, that you are only going to be charged for that one click. Now, CPM, or cost per impressions, and actually it's cost per every 1,000 impressions. And what is an impression? It's when your ad is shown. When your ad is shown, that's considered an impression. So CMP is when your ad is shown 1,000 times. You could pay basically, if you wanted 20 cents every time your ad was shown 1,000 times, it doesn't matter. If your ad was shown 1,000 times and you got 1,000 clicks, you're still only going to pay, 20 cents, because you're only paying based on cost, based on impressions. So your CPM stands for cost per 1,000 impressions. Now, I recommend that you always use the CPC, because you're basically going to pay for the action that is taken. When somebody clicks on your ad and they want to go to your website, they're going to go to that web page that you're sending them to. And the beauty is that you only pay when somebody clicks on your ad, regardless of how many times your ad was shown. You're only going to get charged for the clicks. Now, let me say this quickly: is the minimum cost per click that you can have is 1 cent. That's the lowest that you can have. So your daily budget could be as low as a dollar, and your minimum cost per clicks would basically be a penny. You can have a 1 cent cost per click if you want it. Now, there is something there is your we talked about this before, about whether you want to choose your ad, whether you want it to be continuous or date, and we talked a little bit about that before. But I want you to understand max bid and average cost per click. Now, your maxed cost per click, I said that the minimum that you could pay is 1 cent, and when you see some of the reports, we'll be able to show you the average cost per click, and you'll see that that usually the average cost per click is sometimes substantially lower than the max bid. And your max bid is you telling Facebook that this is the maximum amount of money that I'm willing to spend per click. But Facebook won't Facebook won't necessarily charge you that. They'll charge you a cost per click that is also based upon your competitors and what your competitors have chosen as their max bid. So if your average cost per click, could be 50 cents for your max, meaning that you could pay 20 cents per click, and it turns out that you were only paying 10 cents. Let's say that you had the amount of money that you would pay would be 10 cents, or it's going to be 20 cents, but your competitors are bidding a little bit lower, and so Facebook is going to only charge you 20 cents. So again, it's going to be the average cost per click that you're going to be paying, and I'll show you that in a little bit. Now, when it comes to your max bid, I recommend that you start off with the highest one and then adjust down as you get an idea of the average cost per click. Facebook uses the max bid to determine the placement and the number of impressions that you'll get based upon competition. And like you saw in the ad before, you know, it showed that I was going to get seven clicks per day for the 68-cent bid that I had put up. And so if I see that my max, you know, my average cost per click, you know, after running this for a while, if I see that my average cost per click is you know, let's say 30 cents, then I may want to bring my suggested bid down, my bid down. I may want to bring it down to 35 cents or even 40 cents instead of the 68 cents. Now, let me bring back out the website here that we created the ad here, and let me send them to. Oops. .com/ let me do women. Okay, so I'm going to send them to this website here. So now that you've filled out everything, you've designed your ad, you've got your title, you've got your picture, you've got. And by the way, let me just say with regards to pictures, is that faces are the best. And what we found with, you know, at least when we're attracting women and men, we found that women's faces actually work best. Now, that's not talking about, you know, the kids' martial arts class, but that's just talking about adult martial arts and even MMA as well. And then so we've got our location, we know what we're hitting, and we fill out all of the campaign prices, you know, the name of it and the daily budget, and you know, we're going to run it continuously. What we do next is we're going to click here to have Facebook so that we first can review the ad. So let me click on review ad. It may take just a little bit to go to the next page. And here we are. Now, let me stop and just say that after you create your first ad, there is going to be a place that you're going to have to put in your credit card information, debit card, so that they can do it. I believe that they will charge you $1 just to make sure that it works first, but they do refund it back, I believe. Anyways, even if it isn't, it's just $1. You can rename this, so I can name this whatever I want. It is going to be under the heading of this, but if I want the specific ad to be like 01, you know, I can make it 01. And then I have the opportunity now to place the order. Once I place the order, it's going to go into review, and Facebook's going to review it for a little while, and then they'll send me an email back saying whether it has been accepted or if it's been declined. If it's been declined, you can go back in and go through some of the rules and regulations to see why. Sometimes it'll tell you blatantly, but others it'll refer you to specific parts in the system for you to figure out why. Now, we do recommend that within each campaign, you run two or three different ads for that campaign so you can see what's working better. And so you only want to change one thing at a time. So for instance, I may want to do this here and then only change the headline. Maybe I want to put 30 days free MMA for ladies, you know, as the headline. And so I'll test both headlines against each other and see which one's pulling better. And then when I find that one headline is better than the other, then that now becomes my control. I make all three ads under that heading to say whatever it was. So let's say that, you know, Attention Lady MMA Fans was the best, so I'd leave it. And then I would go in and I would change the copy and make it a little bit different, still offering the 30 days free, but you know, maybe come up with three different copy offers. And then I would find a control for that copy offer. And then after that, I would go and actually change. I'd keep this picture, but what I would do is I would I'd put wording inside this picture and then, you know, re-upload it. Maybe it says in here 30 days MMA training or 30 days free training. inside. And the nice thing is that that gives you another, you can't put too many words in there because you don't want to make it look bad, but that'll give you another another area to put words in that, you know, because you used all the words up here, or used or characters, you know, used all the characters here, or used all the characters here. Now you got a little spot to put characters in. But it's so important to test it. You find out what your control would be for your headline, for your body copy, and then your picture. And then, you know, if that worked really well, where I had a control where the picture works and I've got, you know, the, let's say the 30-day free training, it works the best. Well, now I would change the picture. I'd keep the headline, keep the body copy, and have a different picture. Now, I know it seems like a lot of work. It really, really isn't. You run it for a couple of weeks and see which pulls the best, and then you change accordingly to that. Now, after you log back into your, let me go back down here, go back to advertising. After you log back in and it's been approved, you're going to find it on this side over here and even below in this section here. And what you're going to see is, and let me do this here. Let's see, we went through all of this. Type impressions, clicks. All right, perfect. All right, so here is basically how you're going to analyze your ad. All right, and you know, we're going to be able to. I want to talk here about the bids and the clicks and the impression and the impressions. And you can see that in this case, for this campaign, you know, as a screenshot, you can see that the status right over here, the status says that it's complete. It's already ended, so it's a completed. It means that it's ended. The max bid is 52 cents, as you can see there. The type is PCP, so it's the pay per click. In this ad specifically, there was 80 clicks for 153,208 impressions, and so the click through rate is 0.5%, which is not good. We want to make it we really want to make it 1% if we can. So we're only halfway there. But as you can see, the average cost per click is 47 cents. So even though I bid 52, the average cost per click was 47 cents. And now the average cost per impression was 24 cents. So in this case, at least for this ad, I would have actually saved money if I would have done cost per impressions as opposed to cost per clicks. Now, I still use cost per clicks only because this is so... The thing is, you have to really keep an eye on your ads on a daily, bi-daily, weekly basis. Really keep a real close eye so that you don't overspend your money, because in here, at least I know what I budgeted, where in here, it's such a variable. But anyways, you can see at the end of the ad, I ended up spending, you know, $37.21. If I recall, and I can't tell you for certain, out of 80 clicks, I know this ad brought me at least five new students from this ad. And so, was it worth it? I paid $37.21. Absolutely, it was worth it. So again, we went over the bids, the clicks, the impressions, the click-through rate, the average cost per click, and then, you know, what I totally spent on this campaign. All right, the next thing I want to go over is when you log into your Facebook account and you click on reports. So, you know, you log in, you get into the ad campaigns, and then you click on reports. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you were in advertising here, you scroll down here and click on reports. So basically, you have three different reports that you can run. One is a simple ad performance, but one of the reports, and this is pretty amazing, you'll see what it's called, responder demographics. Okay, again, responder demographics. See, so right here, responder demographics. But let me go here and we'll show you, because this is pretty neat. Check this out. So I ran this Free Karate Kids. This is the name of the campaign. And what you see here is you can see the actual gender, and it looks pretty split between the gender. But this is the age group, you know, so 35% of females ages 25 to 35, or excuse me, 34 clicked on this. There's a bigger percentage, which is here, 35 to 44. What's neat here is for males, you have only 25 to 34 in that age range, and then even less the older they are. And so really, not that it's not a worthy target, but as you can tell, definitely more females looking for martial arts than for males for their kids. And this is obviously for kids. Let me go to the next one here. This is, again, interesting. This is our MMA program, and it's split. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 categories for women, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories for men. And as you can see here for women, this was the biggest age group for women. And then here was the biggest age group for men for the MMA program, ages 13 to 17. That was huge. And then, you know, right underneath it, right next to it, was the 18 to 24, and then 35 to 44. And then, you know, obviously this is like non-existent, right? There wasn't that many that clicked on that at all. Same thing here, you know, even with women, there was no 45 to 54 age range. And so, you know, what that tells me is, yes, there's females that are searching, but there's more males. And this was a general ad. I mean, I didn't even make it specific to just females, like we just, you know, made that other ad up. Here's another one, choose the right martial arts school. In fact, this is a free video page, but there was no men that clicked on the free video. It was all women. And again, here's that sweet spot, the ages 35 to 44, which, you know, I personally recommend is our sweet spot for our martial arts program for kids. It, you know, ages 35 to 44 is a great target to hit. But there's you can analyze your ad performance. Like I said, you can. This is the responder demographic. There is an ad performance demographic that you can look at. So there's three different campaigns that you can go into and look into detail. Just, you know, who's clicking on your ads. Now with the responder profile, that's where you'll be able to see the interest of people who clicked on your ad. You know, what their interests are, what their favorite books, you know, music, movies, television programs, and you know, each one of those are ranked by popularity. So you'll be able to see if the individuals, you'll be able to see their top ranked television program. See if it, you know, like if it's Seinfeld, it'll show, or the top book. And this just gives you great insight about your target market. It's going to help you understand your market. You know, with these reports, it's going to help you understand your market even better. All right. Now, what do you do with poor performance, right? Poor performing ads. First thing you do is maybe just raise the bid, all right? Again, Facebook runs mainly based on your max bid. So try raising the bid and see if your ad doesn't pull better from there. Like I said before, test different headlines, test, all right? Test different images. We talked about that. You know, test different body copy of your offer, all right? Regardless, you want to make sure that you refresh your ads every few days or so, or every few weeks or what have you, so that they don't get stale. And then we talked about the responder reporting as well. So the next question really is, you know, what should I do now? You know, I've walked you through, you know, getting started with Facebook advertising, you know, how to get started with creating an ad, how to target all the different things to target. We went through creating an ad. We went through the mistakes that people make when they create ads. And you know, I showed you how to get royalty-free music, how to manipulate that royalty-free, those royalty-free images, you know, save them, upload them, and we went through the different payment models. You know, I explained the difference between, you know, the max between the max and average cost per click, and I showed you the reporting and what to do with, you know, with those ads as well. So, what should you do now? Well, it's simple. You should commit to setting up and running your first Facebook ad within the next 24 hours. Commit to doing that, all right? Within the next 24 hours, you should have an ad running, at least one ad set up, targeted, running in Facebook. No excuses, all right? Don't procrastinate on this. Now is the time. You've done this training. It's the time. It's an incredible opportunity for martial arts school owners to get on Facebook right now, because the volume of people, the ability, you know, because of the volume of people, because of the ability to target and segment, and also the lack of competition that's on Facebook right now for martial arts school owners, this is the time that you should be on Facebook. Now, with that being said, let me let you in on a few things that I wanted to save until the end. First things first is within the next couple of days, I will be doing another webinar. We'll let you know through email when that's going to be. That's going to go over the sandwich pages and our ads specifically, some of our ads that we've used to get clicks and to get students, if you will. The other thing is that the sandwich page and how to set those up easily, especially if you're not a webmaster. It's pretty easy to set up those, and I'll show you how to do that. So that way you don't have to pay a webmaster thousands of dollars in order to get this going for you. The other thing is we're going to be updating since Facebook is on the internet and the internet changes so frequently. Over the next 6 months, we're going to be updating this training. So when something else new comes out that we learn, or something changes in Facebook, we're going to make videos on that and get that information to you as well. It will take about a week or so to get the audio up and the replay up the replay will be up, you know, within the next couple of days. But the audio for you to download, the MP3 version, the written transcripts, are going to take a little while to get done. But as soon as those are up, we'll let you know as well. And then obviously the cheat sheet that we talked about before will be up in a week or so as well. So on behalf of Dion Ricardo and myself, I hope you've enjoyed this Facebook for Martial Arts School advertising. Please, if you have additional questions, let us know. We'd be happy to help.